Since the presidential election, the need for an emergency plan has become more real for many undocumented immigrants. KQAW's immigration reporter Liz Jones tells us how one family has prepared for the risk of being deported and whether Seattle's so-called sanctuary policies offer much protection.
We picked the school as our meeting place. Victor has worked as a custodian at this junior high for several years. It's in a suburb of Seattle, near his home. He also runs a landscaping business on the side. He rolls a garbage tub down the hallway toward his office. Victor's also not his real name. We're using a fake name because he's undocumented. Victor and his wife came here from Colombia about 12 years ago. They have two girls in college and one more in grade school. Only the youngest was born here. As we walk outside, Victor says lately he loses a lot of sleep thinking about the future. This is one of the biggest fears, he says. I don't want a plan B where the family returns to Colombia. Victor and his family left Colombia because of violence. And in the U.S., they basically turned themselves in to immigration. They asked for asylum. It was denied. For now, their case is still open. That's why Victor's allowed a work permit. But they could be deported at any time. Over the years, the family has prepared for various scenarios. It's good to have a plan, Victor says. We keep it within our family. But it's hard to have something concrete because we don't know what the situation will be. For example, his oldest daughter is 22 now. Could she take charge of the younger girls if the parents had to leave? The families turned to a close friend who's a U.S. citizen. The friend agreed to look after the girls and the family home in case the parents can't. Immigration lawyers recommend a more binding agreement, a power of attorney. So far, Victor's held off, but he's got a trusted attorney to call if the time comes. It's another key piece of their emergency plan. Letting out a big sigh, he says this is the main topic at home right now. It's stressful. The happiness is not there like before, he says. The main theme is what's going to happen. Are they going to let us stay? Are they going to make us leave? Seattle is one of many cities that's doubled down on sanctuary policies for undocumented immigrants. This means police and city staff don't get involved in immigration enforcement. They leave that to the feds. Ku Vu heads Seattle's Office of Immigrant and Refugee Affairs. She says the policies aim to create a welcoming city where all people can live without fear.
If you were to step outside Seattle city boundaries, an officer may ask about your immigration status. We don't here in Seattle, for example. In another municipality, you may or may not be eligible for services such as homelessness shelters and food programs. Here in Seattle, you are, because we serve everybody.
Seattle officials are also looking into a legal defense fund to help immigrants who are at risk of deportation. Similar programs already exist in L.A., Chicago, and other cities.
I mean, it's absolutely absurd.
That's Craig Keller. He heads a group called Respect Washington. The group is pushing a citizens' initiative to block Seattle sanctuary policies. As a taxpayer, Keller opposes any city funds directed toward undocumented immigrants, and he's eager to see Donald Trump follow through on one of his campaign promises to withhold federal funds from sanctuary cities.
So I'm welcoming this new examination by the federal administration about what federal dollars are coming to the city. Where is that money going to, and how is it being wasted?
This is a recording from when I first met Victor and his family about 4 years ago. It's a big 15th birthday party called the Quinceañera for Victor's daughter. They're dancing a father-daughter waltz together, all smiles. I was writing a story about the family's legal situation, and they invited me into their home and lives to talk about it. This time is different. Only Victor wanted to talk. He says the rest of his family, his wife and daughters, are too stressed and disillusioned. This family's been in the eye of immigration for a long time, and Victor has a little advice for others who may find themselves here too.
El único consejo que le puedo dar a cualquier...
He says, the only advice I can give any family is to stay calm, try to stay happy, keep working, and continue on as honest people in this country. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.